take that template that I just talked to you about, and you're going to go into that grounding exercise. You're going to drop a hard, steel, cold perception. You're going to just ram it into the earth. None of this light stuff. You'll get to light. You do your light in a different visualization. You want this one to be just like an anchor, just boom, and hit the earth. And what you're doing with that is you're saying, I've made a choice. I am making a grounding, strong physical choice to, and make one shift in your physical form. One shift in your physical world. You have to shift something in yourself before you can get to any of those choices down the road. Before you can look even 3 days later, even the next morning, you think, I got to make a big, huge choice tomorrow morning. I got to decide whether to quit my job or whether to say yes in this relationship or whether to get out of the relationship. I don't care what it is. And I need to ground one aspect of myself, plug in one part of myself differently than it's ever been plugged in before. You have to do that first. So you can just do that exercise and say, that's it, I am going to, and pick something physical. Could be feng shui in your house. Pick something physical that alters the way you look at yourself and let that energy come in. Start living with that different image of yourself. That's all you need. And you, every day, consciously say the energy of that image. How is it making me feel? How does it make me feel when I start wearing a lot of red? I've never worn red before. I'm going to start wearing red and see what it does to my sense of self. Go wear a color you've never worn before. Something as simple as this. It's not simple. The gods always make the powerful look very easy. Do something as simple as that. And then just, how do I feel in this color? One wonderful reason I suggest color is because if you look at the chakras, they're all a different color. You want some kind of next stage done. Let's say you want something to do with your self-esteem or something to do with money. Go look at the chakra and see what color it is. Is it yellow? Is it blue? Wear that color. Get into that energy. Ground that energy. And then from there, take it the next step and chart your course. And all the while, as complex as this is, and it's not, it's so easy. It just requires a lot of words. You stay and consciously ask yourself, am I willing to monitor this change to the end? Am I willing to monitor the change to the end? Am I going to stick it out? Am I going to make excuses? You start holding yourself accountable to a high voltage level of coordinates. Knowing that for the rest of your life, you can no longer write an excuse and not admit you've consciously written it. You can no longer say it's fear that stops me without admitting, and I'm choosing to let that fear stop me. You can no longer blame another person for self-esteem when you have an opportunity to make a dramatic shift. And from now on, you have to recognize I am consciously choosing to sabotage myself. I could be so much more empowered. I got to recognize I've got the artist in me, or I've got this, or I want to do that, or I want to become, or I just want to take time for myself. For the first time, I want to take time for myself. I want to have an hour to myself a day. I don't need to fill it in. I don't need to explain or do something legitimate just to make it look productive. I just want to hang for an hour a day. And every time you find yourself giving in, caving in, negotiating, you own the fact that I'm sabotaging a choice. I'm losing respect for myself. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to blame it on them for interfering with my hour. I got to blame it on someone because I'm not taking responsibility for it. From now on, you have to hold yourself to a different set of standards. That's how you develop self-esteem. It's work. It's just not one visualization, a few omings, and anything else. It is hard work. But think of the results. You know, wouldn't it be nice to know that no matter what the gods give you as an opportunity, you're actually able to decide without fear being one of the factors? It's just a matter of choice. Do I want to do it or don't I? And it's not because I'm afraid to. Do I have time? Is it worth my creativity? I got a lot of energy. And this is the formula you use. Incredible. There are two categories that I want to continue with that are essential when we discuss self-esteem and describe it. We have finances and health. And in a funny way, it's healthy finances, health. They're incredibly connected, as are all of them. Now, the thing about finances, I think it doesn't take a rocket scientist to recognize that money and self-esteem have always been attached to each other. I have some really kind of direct things to say about this, and maybe what I have to say about it is not always the simplest thing to hear. But I think that, on the other hand, I've always believed that if you're going to excavate a subject, you've got to go to that level where we would just as soon deny what's true. But we have to face that. And when you talk about yourself and finances and self-esteem and whether or not you need money to feel good about yourself, the first paradox, I think, is so incredible. And this is from a long history of the division of finances or body from spirit and soul. We have a very toxic relationship between money and spirituality. Very, very, very toxic. All right, so there we have one little point that you have to put in the back of your mind, because it equals, it's the seed crystal, it's the one of the roots, one, of why you inherently, spiritually, think the worst of wealthy people. And why you're very surprised if a wealthy person has a spiritual practice. And this is why,